Even in this economy, there are some winners as well as losers. Grocery stores are among the few bright spots. As consumers eat out less, they're spending more time and money at supermarkets. Generic store brands and pantry staples are selling well, and so are prepared foods. NPR's Yuki Noguchi visited the ready-to-eat aisle at some supermarkets.
In the prepared food section of Whole Foods in Alexandria, Virginia, there's a pizza station, a bistro, a global cuisine station, antipasti, and a huge salad bar. This is where Elmer Goad comes at least three times a week to eat, in part to save money.
It's just like eating out, except it's not as expensive, and it's usually better.
Goad says he also cooks more at home, which means he buys more basic ingredients. But tonight's meal is a fragrant plate of Chinese food and rice, which he'll eat at one of the many tables lining the entire front of the store.
You know, when I go out, it's not like I go to fast food. It'd be somewhere halfway decent.
And then you have tip and you have tax.
Right. And then the gas to go to the place and the parking if you go into town and stuff like that.
By cutting that out, he says he's saving $150 to $250 a month, even when he dines at an upscale grocery store like Whole Foods.
It's clear that the amount of focus and attention to prepared meals is like nothing we've seen.
Todd Hale is senior vice president studying consumer habits for Nielsen Research.
It's just something that's very evident that prepared foods are taking off in terms of the space that retailers are devoting to it.
Hale says their studies show more than half of consumers are curbing dining out. To take up that slack, gas station convenience stores like Sheetz and Giant Eagle Express are adding fresh prepared meals. British supermarket chain Tesco spurred grocers like Safeway, Albertsons, and even Walmart to experiment with smaller, convenience store-like formats focused on fresh, ready-to-eat meals. This giant food store in Northern Virginia just completed a renovation in September, giving prepared foods five times the floor space it occupied before.
We remodeled 30 stores in 2008. We'll remodel another 30 in 2009.
Robin Michelle is executive vice president for Giant. She says some stores added in-store chefs, some added tables to the front of the store. This one features a prominent display of ready-to-eat meals like rotisserie chicken, fried chicken, sushi, pastas, salads, and dessert right at the store's entrance. Just after the store opens, the cases are half empty, ransacked from the night before. As it gets restocked, Michelle examines each package and offers some running commentary.
This pad pie, absolutely delicious. It's really good. This butternut squash, very delicious. And you don't have the chance to be able to take a squash and actually cook it up and then make it into this.
Back at the Whole Foods, Louise Liu has a hand not only in what goes on the menu, but in how the store is laid out. A former architect, Liu ditched that profession after a stint in culinary school.
When I came back from living overseas, I started right away with Whole Foods, just working in the kitchens, making all the food that we have here in the store.
Company-wide, Whole Foods sales are flat, but Liu says they continue investing in prepared foods because shoppers still value time. Her hottest seller, somewhat surprisingly, turns out to be a vegan dish called General Tso's chicken.
Could you give us a sample of the General Tso's?
Frankly, it doesn't look appetizing, like a jagged brown chunk. Liu takes a bite and praises its caramel finish. The soy product has her so fooled, in fact, she wonders whether she got the real thing.
It looks
very much like chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I'll try one too, then, and we'll see.
And so I do, and as they say, it tastes like chicken. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.